And coincidentally, we're both working with a group called One Taste. Do you know One Taste? Huh? They practice Omin. You know, O-O-M for orgasmic meditation. Omin. Jack and I don't, I mean, as far as I know, Jack doesn't practice it with them. I don't practice that with them. I teach meditation and outdoor walking and Qigong and, you know. And he works with them on the phone mostly, but occasionally does retreats with them. So we may collaborate and do a retreat together with the One Taste people. They've come here two or three times, and they're much better than they were many years ago. You missed it. You missed it. You know, 10 years ago they were here, 30 of them, and in the dining room, you know, they, at lunchtime they were sitting in each other's laps. And at the end of the very end of the day, I got up from my cushion, you know, where I'm sitting, and there was a woman on the other side of the zender there, and she was bending over to straighten her cushion, like I talked to you about this morning. And as far as I could tell, she had, didn't have anything on but black panties. And I thought, well, it's embarrassing, you know, you don't want to keep looking at something like this. And I forgot that I'm the teacher and I probably should say something about wearing clothes in the meditation hall. You know, you forget, like, it's up to, oh, I'm the authority here, I should say something, you know. Little did I know. So I went back to straightening my cushion, and when I turned around, she had her clothes on. So it worked out. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take a few minutes now to straighten my cushion. In the meantime, if you all could get dressed.